We're talking today with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk about this 2015 hard red winter wheat harvest. We got slowed down, obviously, in May. About a week off as far as moisture and high humidities, but we're back with hot sunshine, the south winds, and I know a lot of folks are rolling now.
Wheat harvest virtually rolling through all regions of the state. We are running behind schedule from what we normally are at the five-year average of 72%. Currently, USDA shows us at 58% harvested. We have made great progress over the weekend in the central and northern regions of the state. We were just really getting started in those regions the middle of last week because of all the rains that we had received previously, and producers just hadn't had a chance to get out in the fields in those regions. In all regions of the state where producers are cutting, even in south central Oklahoma where they're trying to finish up in areas down there, all the way up into the far northern regions on the Oklahoma-Kansas line, one thing that we have heard is that producers have been having to fight with mud in all locations. Have had several reports of combines getting stuck and having to be pulled out, custom harvesters just trying to move as fast as they can so they can get to their next location since they're a week and a half behind. As we move forward, I think that we are more hopeful that we're going to get this opportunity maybe here until Friday to stay out in the fields. And so hopefully maybe we can get a lot of harvest done and potentially maybe wrapped up maybe towards Friday or towards the end of the week.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're hearing about regarding quantity and quantity. I know that lots of worries about the test weights.
Test weights, on average for the state, we're seeing 57 pounds to 59 pounds per bushel. We've had certainly lower test weights than that in south central and central Oklahoma. I feel like, hopefully we will still make that 57, 58-pound average statewide. That's what we're hoping for. We have heard some higher test weights coming in today in parts of northern Oklahoma around the Helena and Goltry area. That's not to say that there aren't some low test weights out there, but on a lot of the loads that they're seeing 59 pounds or above, and they've had some as high as 64 pounds. And so we are hopeful that there are going to be pockets of still high test weight that are going to maybe bring those averages up. On the dry land wheat that has been taken in so far out in the panhandle regions, I was out in the panhandle this weekend. Dry land wheat in areas where they receive moisture looks well on some of the poor wheat that's been harvested this past weekend with them just getting their good starts. Test weight's running around 55 pounds. So we're hopeful that that test weight number is going to go up out there as well when they get into the irrigated wheat. And there is a lot of irrigated wheat that looks really good. So we're hoping that there's going to be potential out there for higher yields as well. I think if you look at the state overall, certainly not the numbers that we were predicting with the May forecast. Talked to a lot of managers in southern Oklahoma, central Oklahoma. They still are going to plan on taking in double of what we've taken in last year. And while by no means does that mean it's going to be a bumper crop, it's still going to be much better than last year. And so overall, I think when you just look at the state and look what's out there, I'm still hoping that maybe we'll make that 95 million, 100 million bushel mark.
So at this point, that seems to be more realistic than anything much above 100, right?
I think maybe it's a little too early to tell. Even though we've had the lower test weights in northern Oklahoma and places, we've been hearing of some really good yields in that region. And I think once we get in the irrigated wheat out in the panhandle, perhaps yields will be higher out there. I think probably that 100 million bushel mark, I'm hoping in my mind that we can still get there. We're hoping that. I don't like to predict, until harvest is completely over and everything's in the bin. But I think that the potential still does exist for us to get close to that, which is much better than where we were at last year.
Overall, we could come awfully close to getting way down the road by the end of this week, right?
When talking to managers in northern Oklahoma, up in Burlington, just when I was talking to them today, they were saying that they were feeling like the region was maybe 65% cut out. Up along Helena and Goltry, they were saying 60% cut out. You get up into Blackwell, Ponca City regions, harvest approximately 50% cut out there. So I think if we get the next 5 days in with the custom harvesting crews and producers out in the fields, yes, I'm hopeful that that we can get a lot of the crop out.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, talking with us on this first full day of summertime, 22nd of June. 58% of the Oklahoma wheat crop now harvested. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.